Welcome out to Hideaway Pizza. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with you. Jason Breimer, the Dunches family of autos, also on hand. Going to be talking about Bartlesville Bruin football tonight, as we do every single Wednesday from 6 until 7 o'clock right here on K1. And Bartlesville coming off a 49-35 win over Muskogee, or over, hopefully that's a premonition, over Ponca City this last week. Bruins will be taking on Muskogee this Friday at Custer Stadium. And good evening, Coach. How's it going,
hey,
sir?
Hey, Evan, great, man. I was just going to say, if you want to go ahead and call it, we won't even play Friday night,
I'm
and we'll
fine
take
with
the
that
win.
Too, absolutely. Well, Jason Breimer from the Dunches family of autos is with us. And, Jason, good evening to you. Nice to have you back.
Good to be here. Thank you.
How's everything in Dunches land?
Everything at Dunches land is really going well. You know, it feels like football out there, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Has for a couple weeks now, finally.
Yeah, it. I kind of like that weather. Good time if you've got a little check engine light on to come in and see us at Dunges Family of Autos, and we'll take care of any auto problems you have, either Dunges Ford or Dunges Toyota.
And, of course, I know your service department does more than just those two brands, correct?
Exactly. All makes, all models, and, of course, we're the home of the 995 oil change, Evan.
995 oil change.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah, you can't beat that. That's the bread and butter there. And, obviously, now that the weather's getting cooler, I guess tires probably
That indicator light goes on every time it gets cold. It just means you need a little tire pressure, and it's also probably a good time for you to rotate the tires. If you want to get the most life out of your tires, rotate those bad boys every 5,000 miles.
Same time as the oil change, correct?
It's a good time to do it.
Yeah. Talking with Jason Breimer, Dunches Family of Autos. What else is going on, Jason?
I'm excited about this weekend's game with Muskogee. I heard that you guys brought it to them last weekend.
Hey, boys are playing hard right now. It's great to be going into week 9 and still have an opportunity to get in the postseason and make the playoffs. So we're excited. We've had a great week of practice. That weather hadn't hurt now.
I would imagine, you know, pads and heat. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Coach, we're rooting for you every single day. What you guys are doing over there.
We appreciate it. We'll take all of that we can get and appreciate the encouragement. And again, hoping to go out and get a good win for our community for Bartlesville.
Looking forward to seeing it on Friday.
There you go. Jason Breimer, Dunches Family Autos. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks.
We'll go ahead and talk football now. Once again, Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship is with us talking about the Bruins win over Ponca City last week, 49-35. Tom Beard going to be our player profile guest here in just a little bit on the program. Coach, welcome in. Obviously, a fun time at Custer Stadium and picking up a home win over a Ponca City team, which I know is winless, but still a lot better than that, I guess, now 0-8 record would indicate. And wasn't always easy, but pulled away in the second half.
It's great to get a win in front of our home fans. Man, our crowd has been so great this year. Our community has been so supportive to our coaching staff and our kids, and to be able to get that win, have the big nice trophy there at the end, that rivalry with those guys. It was great to walk in every day and our kids be able to see that trophy sitting in our locker room. So, good win.
That was awesome, and obviously had kind of a post-game I don't know what I would call it, but some kind of a presentation of the trophy afterward, which was a lot of fun, and obviously everybody was kind of amped up. I could tell that a lot of the players that were around here last year were excited to finally take that thing back, and looking forward to seeing how Bartlesville does against Muskogee on Friday night. We could talk a little bit about that ball game specifically this past week against Ponca City. 730 yards of offense. You guys are averaging almost 440 yards of offense per game now, and this is a team which really, since Ben Winters has kind of settled in after his second, third start, about the middle part of the season, outside of that Bixby game now, they've really found kind of a groove offensively.
Yeah, absolutely. It all starts up front. You know, those guys are really starting to mesh and are really clicking and playing well there. You know, those totals went way up from the beginning of the year, and a big part of that is you're right, Ben Winters throwing the ball down the field, but then just those outside receivers, man, have been stepping up and making some big-time plays for us. you know, here in the later parts of the season. So I've been really excited about them, just to see their growth and progress, development over the course of the season. Coach McJunkins has done a phenomenal job. Coach Robert Clark is our inside receivers our coach, and he's done a great job just getting those guys playing at a high level, making some plays.
No question about it, and that kind of leads me into something I had later on in my notes here, but we can go ahead and talk about it now. First two touchdowns on Friday night were from Ben Winters to Jalen Oliver. They reminded me a little bit of the catch that Gerald Gray had down the stretch against Sand Springs. You guys were kind of under the gun a little bit from the very beginning. Ponca City had scored on its first drive. I think you guys had to punt somewhere in there, and you come down the field, and on a third down and long play, it almost looked like Ponca City was almost daring you to throw the ball deep on the outside a little bit, and you guys took what was there, lobbed it deep for Jalen a couple of times, and he had only caught, I think, five passes coming into the game, but hauls down two for two scores on Friday, and that's big time stuff from a kid that hadn't played football until this year.
Yeah, absolutely, and man, we're again, like you said, he hasn't played in some years. I think maybe since Little League. He might have played some QB in Little League, is what he told me. But it doesn't matter what grade level you're at. That's kind of where we're at this season, and just trying to build this program. We've got guys that you know, or seniors, but still the development, because they haven't played, it's just been a process, and Jalen has gotten better every week. We have seen that in him, known that he's got that big play capability, and to see him go and do it on Friday night was just awesome. That's just something that we're going to preach to our young kids, and man, we're going to be in the hallways recruiting this offseason, trying to get our young kids out for the team to play. That development, you know, those years and as freshmen, sophomore years are so important to our program, so that when they're older and you know, juniors and seniors, they're playing at a really high level. And Jalen has reached that level and is playing at a really high level right now. And he's really has done a great job of just expediting that process and figuring some things out. And he's a football player now. He was a good receiver, good athlete early in the year, and right now he's a football player.
And it really goes to show as well that even if you haven't gotten a ton of production in the box score, if you're out there on the field, you're one of those 11 guys, you got a chance to do something big at any time, you know, that kind of came out of nowhere a little bit.
Sure.
But the same thing with Gerald Gray's catch against Sand Springs. I mean, I don't know where Bartlesville 2018 football is without those three grabs. Two touchdowns
no doubt
to Jalen
about it.
Oliver and that big long pass to Gray. Who knows what the record is?
That's exactly right. And those are two guys that, like you said, didn't play a year ago. So we're thrilled to death for those kids and to come out and be able to just do something special for their teammates and their community. The plays that they've made, especially here late in the season, have been special, man. They're going to remember them for the rest of their lives. And I don't think if you ask either one of them, do you regret coming out for football this year? They would tell you that they did. They have something special to hold on to for a long time. We're not done yet either.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they'll remember that for a while, and almost kind of feels like we're burying the lead, not to diminish what Jalen and Ben did on Friday night, but obviously DeAndre Young was kind of the story out of the ball game, and has been so many times this year. 352 yards is what you guys gave him officially on the ground, two touchdowns. I think he had like 210 of those in the second half, something like that. I know he was up above 100 at halftime. I was talking with Mike Tupa earlier today of the newspaper, and you almost have gotten so used to him peeling off 200 yards per game when he had like 125 or 130 at halftime. It kind of felt like it was a quiet 120, 130 because he hadn't scored yet, but certainly he came alive and was nothing was not quiet in the second half, and it really kind of punched you guys up a couple levels offensively and led you to a victory down the stretch.
Absolutely. DeAndre is a special player, man, and he has, like you said, he's done it all year long. It's kind of just what he expects from himself and what we expect of him. We tell our kids all the time, hey, I see you do it right once. Now, I expect it that way every time, and DeAndre has certainly delivered on that. He runs the ball with just such tenacity and effort. He's such a powerful runner, but what's special about him is that he's so powerful, but at any time he can stick his foot in the ground and change direction and make a guy miss. So he's been big time for us. It's definitely nice to have him back.
And we talked about this a little bit in the post game afterward when you were on the field, but there are probably a lot of programs and teams where DeAndre would have been playing earlier. You guys had kind of the luxury of bringing him back when he was almost 100%, and some of that's because you have such a great backup tailback in Lake and Cladis, but you're able to bring him back when he's fully healthy, and then obviously that really paid dividends in a big ball game against Ponca.
That's the thing, just about our coaching staff. We know who we have. We've got players, and we're going to trust our players to make plays. We're going to try to put them in the best situation. When DeAndre was out, man, we had 100% confidence in Lakin. Just like we're talking about earlier in the game, when with our outside receivers, hey, if the numbers say throw the ball, or the numbers in the box say throw it, and we look and find the best matchup, and we've got our guy matched up against in the best possible matchup that we can get, matched up against the guy we want to go at, we're going to give him a shot to go make a play. And a lot of guys on the field for that reason touch the ball, you know, in the game offensively, and we trust our guys to do that. If you've earned the right to be out there on the field, then we're going to trust you with the ball.
So he finished with 352 yards on the ground. Obviously, in high school football, record books are hard to come by, but that's got to be pretty close to a single-game Bartlesville High rushing record if it's not right there. And obviously, the final kind of touch on that or exclamation point was that 40-yard run that he had, put you guys up by 21 late in the fourth quarter, and then that was one of the more special runs in a long list of special runs that he's had in 2018. He did about everything you could do. I think I was talking to someone after the ballgame, may have been my color guy, Jay Stump, said it's like if you got a guy playing Madden and he just pressed all those buttons that makes you do it. You spin and juke and hop and go back and forth, and he did every single move you could think of to evade, it seemed like, six or seven guys on that near sideline and score a touchdown.
Listen, we were actually the behind-the-scenes look at that play is we were actually running the power play the other way, and DeAndre saw something and cut it back, here's the deal, DeAndre. If you ask me, he didn't see the right thing. Probably, if you ask him, Coach, I got this. And again, that's why at the end of the day, a ball player is going to make a great play. He came over to the sideline, there was an unblocked man over there. The play was designed to go the opposite direction, and he just cuts it back, and he did that spin move on that unblocked guy and housed it. And he came over, and I was, don't get me wrong, now I was ecstatic. I tapped him on the helmet and said, Bubba, if you're going to cut back on that play, you better do what you just did. And he smiled and said, I got you, Coach. So we gave a high five, here's the deal. That is just a special player. That's an athlete, a ball player making a great play out of nothing.
Yeah, when you mentioned that right off the top, my first thought was maybe that didn't work out quite as well as he would have liked, because, like you said, he was met in the backfield initially, and you'll probably get to hear the call, I think, later on. It's one of our bumpers leading into the program again, but it looked like it was going to be blown up for, you know, a loss of a few, but he made that first guy miss and made five other guys miss and then exploded down the near sideline. He had another really nice other touchdown run. He met a guy at about the 2-3 yard line and just lowered his shoulder and powered past him. So you kind of get to see the best of both worlds with him on both those touchdown runs, a little bit of finesse on that second run, and obviously a lot of power on the first.
He can do it all, and that's what makes it so dangerous. That I felt sorry for that safety in the end zone or right there about the 2-yard line that he lowered his shoulder down. That kid didn't know if he was going to juke and try to run through him, and he guessed wrong, and he kind of balanced up, and DeAndre just ran straight through the center of him. Just what he can do, you know, he's powerful. He and Lakin, I think I've mentioned this before, I loved watching those two compete in the offseason. They were always in the same lift group. The guys, you know, if DeAndre put five on, Lakin put 10 on, you know, when it was his turn. And they really just pushed each other. They got faster. They got stronger over the offseason. And that was special to watch, and that's paid off for both of those guys as the season's gone on. They've both had big years, and that's something that we're, you know, just moving forward to the future of our program, that it's our goal and my goal as the head coach to get all of our kids competing with one another throughout the offseason just like that.
And Lake and Cloud has had a heck of a ball game too. He only had six carries but 62 yards and a touchdown, and that kind of gets lost a little bit when you're RB1 has 352 yards. That's 10 yards a clip right there. Another score for him, and he continues to have a fantastic junior campaign.
No doubt.
As well.
And listen, on probably 300 of those DeAndre yards, Lakin was in front of him, making a big time block. which again just says a lot about Lakin as well, to be willing to be the guy that doesn't get as much credit but still is pivotal in what we're doing and in our scheme. He's a special young man as well.
Some numbers for you. Already talked about Young's 357 yards, a bigger pardon, is what you guys credited him with, 29 carries. Also had two catches for 49 yards. That was something we haven't seen a ton of this year, is using the running back in the passing game, but he had almost 50 yards catching, and obviously that contributed to what was a good night for Ben Winters, who continues to just get better every game, 15 for 26 through the air, had 286 yards and three touchdowns, and he ran the ball a little bit as well.
He did. Ben made some things happen with his feet on Friday night that we were really excited to see. And that just kind of goes back to making good decisions. We tell our guys all the time, hey, sometimes they win. Those guys are coached too. Sometimes the play that we have you in, or the call that we have you in, isn't the right call, and that's when ball players have to go be athletes. And Ben made a great decision, pulled a couple down that weren't open, or he didn't like, and was able to go get a couple of big first downs with his feet scrambling. He went for over 1,000 yards on the season. Is something else that's notable on Friday night. So I've got a feeling that his future has a lot more in it than that.
Yeah, and of course he didn't play at all the first ball game and only played about half the time in week two. So you're really looking at 7.5 games there that he's gotten that 1,000 yards, as we talk with Lee Blankenship during this weekly radio show. Talking Bartlesville High Bruin football here on 1400 AM K1 FM 93.3. Don't forget you can listen online, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and on the Bartlesville Radio app. I wanted to talk about the defense as well, because that's something that really kind of spurred you guys to a victory in the second half. Gave up 21 points in the first. I know Ponca had scored on its first couple of drives, but you guys really locked things down in the second half. Really only gave up 7 points in the third and fourth quarters. One of those touchdowns of the 14 points that Ponca scored was a one-yard touchdown drive after a turnover. And really the only touchdown you guys gave up was almost in garbage time. It was after you'd gone up 21 points in the fourth quarter. The defense in the second half, tremendous.
Listen, so proud of our defense. As you said, coming out of halftime, Coach Sport did a great job of mainly just calming down. We played the whole game with two sophomores at safety. Paxton Bradford came in, and he's just been that young man that's been right there, that solid number three, you know, and a guy that, you know, we've got two starters and the first guy in at either position, and man, he played so well on Friday night, coming into a big situation. We got him calmed down a little bit at halftime. You know, it was a tie ball game. Just reminded our kids, hey, attitude and effort, keep playing. We had a few bad calls earlier, maybe not bad calls, a few calls that didn't go our way. Let me rephrase that. A few calls that didn't go our way in the first half. You know, just to get our kids in the locker room, calm them down, say, hey, attitude and effort, play the next play, do your 111th. We're going to be fine, guys. And Coach Sport did a good job of just getting those kids ready to play, coached up. Cody Winters had 10 tackles on the night from the corner position. That's phenomenal. He's just been that quiet leader and that's that steady force in our secondary all year long. So he had a big night. But again, with Paxton coming in and the way he played, he had 6 tackles on the night and really did a great job. Caden Davis has been Mr. Reliable for us. He's another sophomore who's just had a phenomenal year. I think Caden had an interception.
He did, yeah.
He had an interception in the game on Friday night. I think he's had an interception the last couple of weeks in a row now and really is playing at a high level from that. And, man, that's just exciting to me as head coach to look and see all the guys that are coming back for another year out there on the field next year. So,
yeah, and I think as we'll talk with Tom Beard a little bit later on in the program, someone who's getting close to coming back now injury-wise, you'll have a little bit of help in the secondary, but that's been – you know, and that happens every year to every football team. You have some injuries. You've been kind of hit hard in that one particular spot, so you'll have some reinforcements coming your way. But as you mentioned, nice to get some of those younger guys a lot of snaps at the varsity level, because that certainly will pay off down the line 2019 and beyond.
No doubt. No doubt about it. That's just building and experience, and that's gonna pay off for those kids for sure.
You touched a little bit on penalties and if there was any maybe – takeaway that was negative from that ball game, maybe it was that one, especially in the first half. You guys cleaned it up a little bit in the second half. A lot of them seem to be holds, if I remember correctly. I don't have the numbers in front of me. How do you kind of diagnose that?
Our kids are playing hard. Listen, it's only holding if they call it, and our kids I'm not going to say we coach them to hold, but man, we coach them to have great effort. And sometimes when you're playing your rear end off, and your effort is great, sometimes you grab a hold of a guy and it gets called on you. And I would rather see that any day of the week than have a bunch of wrong color jerseys in the backfield with no flags on the ground. If they're whipping us, then we need to at least show that we're showing that effort. If that makes any sense. I know a lot of people probably listen to that and go, what is he talking about? Coach is telling them, not mad at these guys for holding, but to me that holding call just shows great effort from our offensive line, and man, they played hard, and whatever they got to do to protect our quarterback, protect our running back, that's what those guys are going to do. Some of them, a couple calls didn't go our way, but our kids kept playing with great effort, and eventually they did.
And I know that that some of that probably will help to get fixed in years going forward, because it's something we've talked about on this program, which is kind of building the culture of getting in the weight room and getting bigger and stronger. And I know sometimes when you're beat at the point of attack, that's a symptom of that more so than it is, you know, being undisciplined. It's just
sure. If
you're, you know, the smaller guy, sometimes that'll happen when you're trying hard, like you just mentioned.
No doubt about it. And here's the thing. What I'm so proud of our kids, especially our guys up front, especially, they have played hard all year long. We have not always been the strongest guys that, you know, on the field, especially in the trenches. And that's something that we can change. It's a long-term fix. This offseason is going to be huge for us in doing that. But it's given us a lot of talking points for our kids to be able to say, hey, look, we're this close, guys. If we can get a little bit better in this area, we can improve a little bit in this area, then we're going to be a good football team.
Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with us. Once again, it's his weekly radio show, 6 until 7 o'clock every Wednesday evening right here on K1 from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. Only a few left, even if Bartlesville makes it far in the playoffs. We're over halfway done with this thing. So coming out and join us if you have a chance to sometime. And obviously, you can listen right here on K1 as well. We'll take a break. We will come back. We'll talk with our player profile this evening, senior defensive back Tom Beard. And then, of course, we will talk about the Bruins and the Ruffers as well. Bartlesville taking on Muskogee for senior night, Friday night at Custer Stadium. All that and more coming up in the program. You're listening to the Lee Blankenship Show on 1400 AM, K1, and FM 93.3.
What makes Dungas Family of Autos different? It's our world-famous 995 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungas difference means for you.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
007 Michael Ball is awesome. One posted hashtag meatball hero sandwich emoji with sunglasses. Hashtag om nom 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 nom. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag. Seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway in Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
It's time to stop dreaming about the future and get doing. At Tri-County Tech, successful futures are built. Last year, our adult graduates averaged over $18 per hour. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
It's Storm system will be rolling across the area tonight with increasing chances of very light rain, so nothing too serious, but we could end up with about 10 hundredths to 20 hundredths of rainfall. And look for overnight lows, a little chilly, dropping off to near 44. And then on into our Thursday, cloudy skies, patchy areas of rain or drizzle in the morning, gradually ending in the afternoon, chilly, a high around 54. And then by Friday, we should become partly sunny after morning clouds, high temperatures up to near 67. Weekend still looks great with temperatures around 70 to 72 on Saturday, Sunday in the 60s, a little bit more in the way of gustier northwest winds over the weekend and drier air. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Winters gets the snap, hands it off to Young. Center step to the net in the backfield, bounces off a guy, spins across the 40, open field, there's 300, 25, 20, hurdles a man to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone! Touchdown, Bartlesville, 40 yards, how about that, DeAndre? Welcome back to the Lee Blankenship Show, 1400 AM, K1, FM 93.3, BartlesvilleRadio.com, Bartlesville Radio app. That was that 40-yard DeAndre Young touchdown run at the tail end of the ball game on Friday night that put him up above 300 yards officially and gave the Bruins a 21-point lead over Ponca City. Bartlesville cruised on to win, beat the Wildcats 49-35 to take back that ConocoPhillips Bowl trophy. They got a big one against Muskogee on Friday. It's senior night, and we have a senior with us, Bartlesville senior defensive back Tom Beard. Tom, good evening. How's it going, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
He's got some food in his mouth. I should have let him finish things off. He's also wearing a Cleveland Browns Baker Mayfield jersey, and I still have control of the radio stuff over here, so we're lucky that I allowed you to still come on the program wearing that. Luckily, no one else has to be subjected to it except for me and Coach Blankenship because it's on the radio. But obviously, Tom, last couple of weeks you've been a little bit banged up, haven't played in a little bit, but it's still been a fun senior campaign. If you could just kind of walk me through your year so far.
Well, it started off really fun. I mean, especially when our coaches showed up. I mean, I've never had this much fun in football, truly. They came in at a great time for us to, like, truly set us up for the future. And really, it started off pretty well, I'd say, and then it came through with some hard losses. But I mean, for the talent level we were playing, I think we still played pretty well. And then I started feeling kind of an injury and stuff, and I was just like, all right, it's whatever. And it just kind of started getting worse and worse and worse. And then at the Sepulpa game, I finally just cut on it wrong and just snapped. And Coach Blank had been kind of railing me a little bit all practice, like, stop limping, just like quit limping. But it made me tougher for sure, because I played through it, and now I'm kind of mad that I'm getting limited reps, because I'm trying to get back 100%. But in the grand scheme of things, it's the correct thing to do.
I've been known to be a little tough on the practice field from time to time.
What made you tougher, you said, right? And now you're coming back and you're going to get a chance to play down the stretch. Obviously, it's senior night on Friday, and we can talk a little bit more about that game specifically with you at the tail end. But it's been an interesting season for you as a senior, one of the few guys that's been around a really long time in this football program on the defensive side, cornerback. Walk me through, I know you touched on it a little bit, but kind of the spring when you guys started off with the new coaching staff and maybe changing things up into the summer and then in the fall ball. How's that been for you, kind of changing gears into more of a leadership role?
It was pretty good. When the coaches were really first got here and offseason truly started with them, I was in basketball at the time, and Coach Fort came and talked to me at one of the girls' playoff games, and like, so I would come in, poke my head in when they're working out, when basketball would work out with them. And I mean, the day I came back, I was like, all right, I have to kind of make my presence known and show like the coaches I wanted to be a leader of the team and stuff. And for the first like 2 weeks of off season, I would come in, and when we got up, I would scream as loud as I could, and just like trying to like just show everyone like, all right, it's game time. And just kind of moving on from that, we had a great off season. I've never been a part of this like intense of an off season. I gained 20 pounds after last year also gaining 20 pounds. But, I mean, it truly felt like we were doing something to get better. Like, and it didn't feel like, oh, I got to go to Bruin Pride in the morning. Like we were excited to work out and excited to go out and actually work for the team. And definitely you can tell now, like people like Lakin, like people who are working, like work their butts off in that, it shows. Like people like Caden Davis came in as a sophomore. I mean, come in and now he's starting and probably will start the rest of his career. I mean it's just kind of I'm just happy for our development as a team. And truly we've never, from being a part, especially because I've been in the highs and lows of the team, like especially seeing that 2015 team, learning from AJ Parker, all of them. And then going to last year, which was rough to sit through, and but now I think it's just great that we're leaving, that my senior class is getting this chance to leave like this much talent and like how much hopefulness the city has.
Yeah, this senior class is we talk about it. They're leaving a legacy for our for the future. They're setting the foundation. And I've been so thankful for them and for Tom's toughness. Man, he is that Sepulpa game he played with a pretty serious injury. He played the whole time. And that's something that we've just tried to create and really stress to our kids. We've got to be tougher than people if we. So I'm kind of mean sometimes. Keep in mind I'm missing a finger and I'm a country boy that likes horses and that type of thing. But this young man right here, I'll take him to battle anytime. He's a warrior.
Tom Beard, our player profile with us as we talk Bartlesville High Bruin football. We can get back to the gridiron, Tom, but let's talk a little bit about you off the field. What do you do for fun? What are you going to do when this thing's wrapped up
tonight? I'll probably go just put in NCAA in my Xbox, just start playing. That homework, really.
What year are we talking, NCAA?
2014.
That's the most recent one.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you play with on there?
I have a couple teams I roll with. I normally use Stanford when I'm playing, one of the guys in the locker room, but I roll with a couple teams.
All right, there we go. And then favorite TV shows and movies, what do we got?
It'd have to be The Office, and probably movies, probably definitely one of the Spider-Man movies.
The Office is a good one. What's your favorite episode of The Office?
It'd have to be The Beach Day. When they go out and for the competition.
Who's your favorite character?
Dwight, by far.
Dwight's definitely a good one.
Solid pick.
Yeah.
Solid pick.
No SpongeBob, unfortunately, tonight.
I was waiting for it. I just knew we had some kind of conspiracy or some kind of joke going with the guys, but I guess all those guys really do like SpongeBob.
Future plans, Tom, what do you want to do when you're wrapped up here in May?
I really don't know quite yet. I'm planning on going to OU if football doesn't really take off, but I really have no clue right now what I'm going to go
off. So a chance you might still want to play a little bit, college?
Yeah, there's a chance. I don't know. I kind of want a college experience, but I'd definitely be open to go and play D1.
Tom Beard, our player profile with us this evening. Muskogee ball game, senior night for you. Obviously, that's a special one. It'll be your last time running onto the field there at Custer Stadium. And as Coach mentioned at the outset of the program, it's a chance for you guys to still play and get into the postseason and keep your season alive. So there's kind of a lot on the hook on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially like not being in the playoffs since freshman year, and I didn't even go in. I just watched it happen. I'm excited, and it really didn't hit me that like this is my last like home game until about a week ago. And my dad and I have gotten a few arguments just because I've been wanting to get back so quick. And I mean, it just kind of hit me as like, dang, this is it. Like this is the last couple times like I'm gonna be able to play high school football. And I mean, and that kind of everyone's gonna hit that moment, but like. I don't know. It just kind of hit me hard. I don't know.
And how nice is it to be able to get back? Because I know that would have been hard for you if you couldn't have. So you'll be able to actually to lace it up and play on Friday. It kind of worked out pretty well for you timing wise.
Yeah. I'm excited to get back. It's just I've been. If you haven't seen me on the sideline, I've been. I was jumping around in a cast. My mom yelled at me because of it. And last game, I was over there punching people in the chest, just getting hype, just trying to do as much as I can for them.
Tom Beard, player profile this evening.
One of the things we talk about in our, just to brag on Tom some more, Tom's one of our captains. Even when Tom has been unable to be on the field, One of the quality traits of a leader is enthusiasm. And Tom, even though he's got the special ability to love his teammates and be just as excited for a guy that makes a touchdown as he is when he makes one. And man, I was really proud of him on Friday night. Excited to have him back on the field. Full go. I guess that we can make that announcement right now. I probably normally would have tried to hide it, but we're so excited to have him back, and he's gonna be a big impact on the game on Friday night.
And I know that you're buddies with DeAndre, and obviously it's got to be kind of exciting to see him run around and have as much success as he's had.
I get yelled at from our slot receiver coach because like all of us will get caught blocking, but we like stop blocking and like we're watching DeAndre just doing crazy things like that spin, that double spin move he had against Ponca. That was insane. Like I haven't seen stuff like that since like sixth grade and wide ball he's been doing. Like
Tom Beard, player profiles, Bartlesville gets set to take on Muskogee. Tom, appreciate it, sir. Best of luck. Enjoyed watching you the last several years. You're still playing basketball, right?
I am.
All right, good. We'll see you out there defending people on the basketball floor as well. Tom Beard, a player profile. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about the Muskogee Ruffers. That's Bartlesville's senior night opponent coming up on Friday at Kester Stadium. That's on the way. You're listening to the Lee Blankenship Show on 1400 AM, K1, and FM 93.3.
What makes Dungeon's family of autos different? It's our world-famous $9.95 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungeon's difference means for you.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Shauna Dene posted hashtag to bomb. Hashtag pineapple goes on pizza. Hashtag pizza is love. Hashtag pizza is life. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
It's time to stop dreaming about the future and get doing. Your healthcare career starts at Tri-County Tech. Earn your CNA, LPN, phlebotomy, medication aid, EMT, paramedic, or medical office certification. We have affordable tuition and easy to apply for financial aid. Be bold at Tri-County Tech. Visit tricountytech.edu for more information.
Storm system will be rolling across the area tonight with increasing chances of very light rain, so nothing too serious, but we could end up with about 10 hundredths to 20 hundredths of rainfall. And look for overnight lows, a little chilly, dropping off to near 44. And then on into our Thursday, cloudy skies, patchy areas of rain or drizzle in the morning, gradually ending in the afternoon, chilly, a high around 54. And then by Friday, we should become partly sunny after morning clouds, high temperatures up to near 67. Weekend still looks great with temperatures around 70 to 72 on Saturday. Sunday in the 60s, a little bit more in the way of gustier northwest winds over the weekend and drier air. From News on 6, I'm Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
What makes Dungeon's family of autos different? It's our world-famous $9.95 oil change.
We have daily market-based pricing on a great selection of new and used vehicles.
You get a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile, nationwide, limited warranty with the purchase of any new Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln.
VIP appointments, where everything's ready for you when you come in for your test drive.
You get friendly people ready to help.
See what the Dungeon's difference means for you.
Now 5 on the play clock, gets the snap, play action fake. He throws a deep near sideline for Jalen Oliver, and he caught it! Touchdown, Bartlesville! Jalen Oliver, his first career touchdown, 23 yards through the air, and the Bruins answer back, 7-6, Ponca City extra point. Welcome back to the Bartlesville High Football Coaches Show. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach Lee Blankenship with you. So we get set for the Bruins senior night matchup against Muskogee. And, Coach, obviously it's always kind of a special one when guys get to play their final games at home. And you've got a special group of seniors. Obviously we've had nine of them now roll through the program last several weeks. And kind of an emotional one, but it should be a little bit extra motivation in a game that probably doesn't really need a whole lot of extra motivation.
Yeah, man, that's exactly right. This senior class will always be just special to me, and I love these kids. They've really as a group, they just bought into what we were teaching and our expectations, and they just so quickly, almost just blind faith, and how fast that they responded to myself and our coaching staff, and they really have laid a foundation for the future of our football program, and I'm proud of them. Man, we're working so hard in our office to try to put them in the right situation and position to be successful and to get a win on Friday night. I know how important, how special that would be, not only to them, but just our community to have an opportunity to make the playoffs. And that's definitely something we've got our sights set on. So we're going to give them everything we've got on Friday night, that's for sure.
Talking with Lee Blankenship ahead of the Bruins and Muskogee. Of course, we'll have that play-by-play broadcast right here on K1 Friday evening. And we'll talk more about the roughers in a second. I did want to touch on the senior class again, and you mentioned it a little bit in that answer. In fact, Tom talked about it a little bit as well during his segment. But how nice is it to have a group of guys like Tom Beard and some of the other ones? I don't want to start naming all of them because I'll miss some. But that have bought in, and that really sets a example for some of the younger guys that we've talked about tonight, like Caden Davis or Paxton Bradford or other guys that are coming up behind them. They see some seniors really buying in, and that's got to help for the buy-in for younger generations of Bruins as well.
Absolutely. It's been critical. I mean, that's how important that it's been for us to be able to get to where we want to be. And our coaches have a vision for what we want our program to look like and where we want to be at in the upcoming years, and the way our seniors have responded and the effort that they've given us and just the leadership that they provided on the field from a day-to-day basis has been really important to expedite that process, hopefully, of getting to where we want to be.
And obviously we've talked about it here, and you and I have talked about how you guys just try to win the day going forward. You take things one day at a time. Is it hard at all to keep everybody focused on that when you've got one that's kind of as big of a monster as this one on Friday? It's a little bit different of a monster than maybe you've even had in some other ball games.
Right. You know, we honestly haven't talked about it very much. Our kids know that excuse me, our kids know that we still have an opportunity to be in the playoffs, and they know that the way that we're going to get there is just to get a little bit better every day, to get 10% better each week. We're seeing those gains just in our play on the field. We haven't stressed that. Obviously, senior night, we want to win this one for the seniors, but we're just going to do what we do and try to get a little bit better every day. Our word of the week this week is enthusiasm. One of the things we do is we take the word character and we take the word leaders. We make that an acronym. So character, like for example, men of character or men of courage. So week one would be the C in character, and we talk about courage all week, and then we go all the way through. So right now we are on the E in leaders, and it's leaders have enthusiasm. They find ways to build and bring enthusiasm. So our practices have actually been really good this week and really upbeat, and guys are encouraging one another and being excited and clapping their hands and jumping up and down, and that's been good timing for our leader word of the week. So our kids have been very enthusiastic. That's led to some really good practices so far.
And I know that you've been candid about having good practices even after some lopsided losses earlier, but it's got to help a little bit that you're coming off a rivalry victory where you score 49 points at home and finally win your first home game of 2018. So there's got to be a little bit of momentum factor in
there. Sure there is. Sure there is. That was, heck, we met another goal last week. One of our team goals is win the rivalry game, and to be able to have that trophy, like we talked about earlier, sitting in our locker room, gave our kids a boost, you know. And winning is about, it's more about what you do Monday through Thursday than it is what you do on Friday night we've got to teach our kids, and our kids are starting to understand that and just starting to figure out that you have to love the process of winning, what it takes to get there. Every day you've got to practice like you're a winner, like you're a champion. And when you get to Friday night, if you've had a good Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you have out-practiced your opponent each of those days, and you don't have to be afraid of the results on Friday night. Those results are going to take care of themselves. And that's just the mindset we're trying to preach to our kids, to get into their heads. And like you said, our seniors have been instrumental in buying into that, and we're getting better in that area.
Muskogee, 5-3, 3-2 in district play. Rutherford's coming off a 5-win season a year ago. They're coached by Rafe Watkins, who's really well known in the state, obviously, for having a ton of success at Guthrie.
Yes.
He was there for 10 years, and I think he won 5 state championships in those 10 seasons he was there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they really gave Booker T a run for its money. They ended up losing by about 20 points or so, but that was a ball game where they very easily could have maybe even been ahead at halftime in that ball game. And a group full of athletes, they're a little bit thinner. I noticed that their numbers are down a little bit, and I know that they've lost some key guys, especially off like that 9-win team they had a couple of years ago. Most of those guys have moved on now, but they've still got a lot of athletic fellows.
Listen, Coach, first of all, Coach Watkins is a legend. I mean, he has had such success over the course of his career. Just really have a ton of respect for him and who he is and what he's been able to accomplish as a football coach. And he does a great job. Their kids are going to be well coached. He does a great job of getting his kids in a great scheme that accentuates their strengths. And they're big, they're fast, very athletic. And the scheme that he has them in on both sides of the ball is really fits, the type of kids that he's coaching, which just says a lot about him and just his awareness and ability as a coach to maybe even tweak what he does or change what he does or what he wants to do in order to mold and fit it around, you know, the system around what his kids are capable of and what their strengths are. He's done a good job of that, so ton of respect for him and really excited to be able to be across the sideline from him Friday night.
Well, stop me if you've heard this before, but you're going to be facing a quarterback that runs it almost just as much as they pass it. Seems like that's been, I don't know, this is the ninth game. It seems like at least four or five of the other games you guys have played, you've played almost, I mean, right down the line, dual threat quarterbacks, guys that have just as many rushing yards as they have passing yards, which is a little bit unusual. I think usually it's kind of skewed toward passing at least a little for dual threat guys, but you guys have played a few that are almost more so runners than they are passers, and you'll see one in Ty Williams on Friday, 836 rushing yards, 926 passing yards. So that's almost right down the middle, 50-50 split. And I guess one thing to say is that you've seen a lot of it. I know you guys have struggled against it from time to time, but you've seen a lot of it.
Having that running quarterback really adds another element, and it makes a team dangerous when he can throw it and also pull it down and run it. It gives them a numbers advantage a lot of times in the box, and you've really got to be disciplined, and your first guy there has got to make secure that tackle and make the tackle, or they could break it for a long one. And that young man that you've just talked about is definitely capable of doing that. We've got to be really sharp, really good tacklers this week.
Yeah, and he's just a first-year starter. They had a fella who they thought was going to be their starting quarterback in the offseason who transferred mid-summer, so they were kind of scrambling a little bit, had a little bit of a battle between him and another fella who actually is a wide receiver for them, Jordan Bradley. He's going to be probably Williams' backup, but they duked it out, and then they went with Williams. And it seems like, and I know that we've talked about this before, and you touched on it a little bit in the post-game interview we did after Friday's win over Ponca City, that the third downs have been, for whatever reason, kind of a problem for you all. And that seems to kind of rear its head a lot on third downs, when those quarterbacks start to improvise and they see those sticks. They think that they can kind of scramble to get there.
Yeah.
Lots of times they'll just kind of do it on their own.
Absolutely. And that goes into, Coach Sport just does such a great job of getting our kids prepared to play, of of really just breaking down our opponent and understanding what their tendencies are, what they want to do, getting us in a good call. First and second down, we've been pretty good all year. You get to third down and nine, and you know, we know that they're going to throw it, and they drop, that quarterback drops back, and we cover it perfectly, and that guy tucks it and runs, and we miss a shoestring tackle, and it's, the chains are moving again, and those are just tough situations that you know, at the end of the day, credit to a lot of our opponents having just really, really athletic kids back there that have made some plays for them on third and 10. But that's a little bit of our woes on third down and long. But we're not going to stop playing well on first and second down to prevent that. We just got to get better at tackling, and when we're in a position to make a play, take advantage of it.
I think I've asked you this a couple times before, but does it help that you've seen a few of these types of guys before now that you're getting into week nine? Now you've seen several of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it helps. It helps give us, you know, help us make corrections, especially on the weekends when we're breaking down film and just how in our preparation for that. It's tough to prepare for guys that improvise, you know, like we're talking about. But it does help. It's good to be able to play against teams that have similar offenses from week to week and let you do some things, keep a solid, you know, first game plan, and then have some wrinkles in your second and third game plan. So,
Lee Blankenship, Bartlesville head football coach, with us here on his weekly radio show. Once again, we only have one more scheduled for sure. It's 6 o'clock from Hideaway Pizza. So come on by, say hello to us next week, and of course you can tune in right here on K1. Special night for senior night. Obviously, I thought that the crowd, judging by what the weather was like last week, was pretty darn good. It was full with what was turned out to be kind of a nasty evening weather-wise. It wasn't really supposed to rain. It ended up kind of spitting on you all night long, and now it's going to be your final chance to see this team at home, and obviously it's a special group of seniors. You talked about their buy-in, and obviously it's hard to have a much more critical ball game than one you've got against Muskogee.
Sure, absolutely. You know, the weather last week, it was also was cold and a little bit rainy. It was also a Thursday night game. It was fall break, and man, to look up and see the amount of people just supporting our players, our coaches, there to cheer for Bartlesville. It really shows. It really is a true story of what, you know, what our community thinks about our program and you know, how special it's going to be here, especially down the road when we get the thing rolling. I'm excited about our future.
We've got 67, partly cloudy right now. It's going to be the forecast. So it ought to be a little bit better on Friday night at Custer Stadium. And obviously, you kind of live for these moments a little bit, right? You play the previous eight to get to this ninth one with a chance to make the playoffs. That's kind of the goal of the whole thing. And I'm not trying to put too much emphasis on it, although
not
it
at
sounds
all.
Like that's what I'm doing. But this
it's
is
fun,
kinda,
man.
It all comes to a head here, and that's what you live for.
Listen, lawyers don't get to do what we're going to get to do on Friday night. To have the opportunity to go and just compete for to stay alive. I mean, we're in our coaching office. We've already talked about it. Our playoffs started last week. We know we need to win out and keep winning and to be able to make it. And that was such a great win. It was even more special for us, even though we don't stress it to our kids a lot. We already kind of feel like we're in the playoffs. And man, I've tried to approach this week really similar to the way we approached a year ago when I was at my former school going into the state championship game. This is a state championship type of a pressure for us. It's really big in the future of our program, and just getting that belief in what we're going to be capable of doing, and I feel good about it, man. I'm excited to go play on Friday night. There's going to be a good energy in our stadium. I really believe that.
And you talked about enthusiasm this week, and obviously that last week's game was a little bit of a rivalry one against Ponca City, but this is my fifth season. I don't know that I've seen a team that was as excited to maybe beat Ponca City as you guys were last Thursday. Some of that may have been a season ago, kind of coming back, that you guys had lost to them to last year. But I think it kind of shows how much these guys have riding on these ball games. There's a lot of expectations, and enthusiasm was the word that you used earlier.
Sure.
And a lot of they got a lot riding on it. I can tell that they're very, very much invested. They're not checked out by any means.
Yeah, and when you've got a lot invested, then you know, when it pays off, it means a lot more than it when you don't have very much invested. And our kids definitely have a lot invested. We have worked
extremely hard throughout the year, and that our kids want it, and that's what I love about them. We haven't always been the biggest, we haven't always been the strongest, we haven't always been the fastest, most athletic on the field, but our kids' effort, has really. We haven't had many opponents that have matched our effort, even when the score didn't reflect us winning. Our kids' effort this season has been phenomenal, and I'm so proud of that. And that's going to pay off for them in the long run and in their lives moving forward as men. When you can approach everything you do with a great attitude, with great effort, with a ton of enthusiasm, give everything you have, and then it pays off for you. That's a special feeling, and you saw that from our kids that on Friday night. I think that was the biggest thing for all of their excitement. Their hard work had paid off.
Well, it was fun to see them celebrate, and hopefully we get to see the same Friday against Muskogee. Coach, appreciate it. Best of luck to you this weekend.
Always enjoy it, buddy.
For Lee Blankenship and Tom Beard, I'm Evan Farbach. Also, Trey Stump keeps us on the air down downtown Bartlesville. I'm Evan Farbach, wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening. That's been the Lee Blankenship Show on 1400 AM K1 FM 93.3. We'll see you for a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kick against the Ruffers Friday night at Custer Stadium.